From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
God,
good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this fantastic Thursday. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann, and it's the 18th day of March, and wow, it's a little rainy today, and temperature of about 44 degrees right now, going to warm up to 52 degrees. It was sure nice to see that sunshine yesterday and see people out and about being festive about St. Paddy's Day. And of course, you know, with me being Irish, I love that day. And I hope you enjoyed your day. And I am excited about today's show and the elements that we're going to bring to you and the information we're going to bring to you. So you may want to grab that piece of paper and pencil and take notes today, because we got a lot of information coming your way. And we're going to start out of the chute right now just talking a little bit about some of the news items that are going on. There's a lot going on, friends, right now, and trying to keep my hands around it and keep people in touch. It seems like after the show ends, then I get a bit more information. And so I've been trying to put it on our Facebook and keep people interacting on our Facebook page as much of what is going on. And of course, Monday night on the 15th of March, there was a kind of a board work meeting for the Salem-Keizer School Board, and it got a little contentious. In fact, if you look in the Statesman Journal this morning, it's talking a little bit about it, but I think it waters it down. I'm going to put a link a little bit later on. If you have not had a chance to watch that board meeting, I think for yourself, you need to look at about the 2 hour mark. Between the 2 hour mark and 2 hour 15 mark is where the incident happened, and where when they were taking a vote, one of the board members had some foul language towards the chair of the board, and it's very inappropriate, and it's caused kind of an uproar in our community. And I think it's important that you, one, watch it for yourself, get all the information, and then we take action. And we'll have some action steps as we move along. But there's some other things going on in Salem that I think is important. We talk about here, you know, we're here to educate, encourage, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. And I think it's important that we stay engaged in our community. And of course, I'm a firm believer that our best government is a local government. And it's those that have the most impact, those decisions made by our local government impact us directly, day in, day out. It's fun to talk about national politics, or maybe lately not so much fun, but what happens right here in our own backyard really does affect us day in, day out. And right now, Salem is asking for our help. Help shape Salem's future. Join us for policy meetings. And so I'll put this link too on our Facebook page. If you go directly to Salem's I think it's their website. They have a link, and I'll put this up on the Facebook page. But they are wanting to hear ideas about housing, transportation, parks, and more. Starting on March 31st, they'll be holding public meetings on Our Salem Project every Wednesday at noon, at 1:30, and at 5:30 and 7 p.m. You choose a time that fits your schedule. So I'll put information about that. That's a great way for us to stay engaged in the things that are affecting us close to home. And then I also wanted to share something I thought was really kind of interesting that came up in the Northwest Observer. There is a story, and it says, as businesses start to pay, they start to not to want to pay. And it's talking about cat tax exemptions. And it's a great story that's talking about all of the bills that are affecting us in our day-to-day lives, again, in our taxes. And the thing that's so interesting to me, here we have the State House. Let's just kind of recap what's going on right now. We have lawmakers in the State House passing laws that are affecting our day-to-day lives, and yet we are totally shut out of the process, right? We can't access, we have to go through all of these hoops to even add our story or our thoughts to these bills coming through, and they're coming through so fast, and our ability to affect policy and have access is so limited. It's very troubling, and so I'll put a link to this story, too, that you can stay on top of the bills that are affecting us and their attempt to raise business taxes, property taxes, things that will affect our day-to-day life. And talking about day-to-day life, you know, one of the things that's so amazing about walking this journey of life is how God brings people in our lives who kind of, we cross paths, maybe in just a short time. And this is the case of this gal that I'm going to introduce to you right now. Her name is Tina Castle, and she's actually the sister-in-law to Dr. Pat Castle, that we've had on the show before. Dr. Pat Castle is the founder of Life Runners, and so Tina is also a Life Runner. And she is involved in a ministry that is powerful, and she put a Facebook post up that just really compelled my heart. And she did an invitation, and I want to bring her on the air to talk a little bit about her ministry and the urgent need that they have right now. Good morning, Tina. Thank you for joining me this morning. Talk to us a little bit about the ministry and what your urgent need is.
Yes, hi, Stacy. Thank you for having me. The ministry that I am part of is called Hope Haven International Ministries. We are based out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, but our mission is we manufacture pediatric wheelchairs, and we refurbish adult wheelchairs, and then we send them around the world to developing countries. We, in our world today, about 70 million people are in need of a wheelchair. 59 million of those are in these developing or third world countries where the greatest so need, and they don't have the resources to gain access to these wheelchairs. So we really provide the gift of mobility. We are having an upcoming mission trip to Costa Rica, April 28th through May 5th, and well, we're hoping to. We've really struggled to get a team together just with the conflict of COVID and the challenges that have arisen because of that. Part of the challenge we're facing is the need doesn't stop, right? Mm-hmm. Just because there's a virus and we've had to shut down, there's people in this world that are in great, great need. Poverty levels have gotten worse since COVID, and you know, as Americans, I think sometimes it's really hard for us to imagine what it's like in some of these countries. And you and I wouldn't even think about it. You know, we'd go from point A to point B. I'd get up, I'd walk to the fridge and grab a drink. Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't have the ability to walk, you can't even get a beverage for yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't even go from one room to the other unless you have a wheelchair or another means of mobility. And a lot of the people that we are helping don't have that. So they're either being hauled all over by a parent or a family member, or they're literally crawling on their arms if they have the use of their arms to get from point A to point B. And, you know, giving the gift of mobility, being able to give that opportunity to just for a person to go from point A to point B, it really restores their dignity. And, you know, it's something we don't often think about because we don't have to. If you don't mm-hmm. know anyone that's disabled, or if you aren't disabled yourself, you just don't think about all the challenges and all the ways that it would affect a person's life.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right, Tina, because in 2013, I went to India, and we distributed trikes for elderly patients that couldn't get around, and that made a big difference in them being able to get food for their family, be able to get water in some instances because you had to travel to get water. We have no clue here in America. We're really blessed. We have no idea how important this is, and so your plea really is right at this point, because you've got this trip planned and you've got the chairs ready to be delivered. You need the people willing to say, yes, I will go to Costa Rica and I'll be a part of this team that actually delivers the chairs. Is that correct?
That is correct. You know, we work under the guidance of a physical therapist to make sure that people are seated correctly and that these chairs are truly a gift for these people. But we are looking for people of all skill sets. You know, we need help with paperwork. We need help with the fixing and, you know, sorry, I just lost my train of thought. The sizing and the fitting of the chairs. We need help with people who can take pictures and document, or who might have a gift with media that could help us spread the word of our ministry. Those are all volunteers we're looking for the trip to Costa Rica. And it is a great need. We are hoping that volunteers will step forward, because it is risky, you know, right now, traveling with COVID. It's very intimidating, and we absolutely understand that. We just know that the need is so urgent for people that we want to help them.
What an amazing opportunity. Missionary. What an amazing opportunity to demonstrate faith, to walk boldly in faith in a time such as this to a part of the country that really needs it, part of the world that needs our positive energy and excitement, you know, to give them a good hope and good message. And the trip cost itself is pretty reasonable. And the thing that really struck me is it's around $1,400, which people are getting stimulus checks right now. Maybe it's a little extra bonus that could help them go on a missions trip to Costa Rica. And the other thing is then also you'd have to pay for your flight. But really that $1,400 takes care of your lodging and your food and those kinds of things, correct?
That is correct, yeah. The only additional cost would be your flight and like a traveler's insurance. But with that $1,400 estimate, the food, lodging, and travel to and from the villages where we'd be going to deliver the chairs is covered.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you would already need a passport because there's not enough time probably to get a passport in that. So it's people who have passports who don't mind traveling internationally during the current conditions and certainly love to be a resource in another part of the world and be a part of a mission team. I will tell our listeners that if anything is stirring within you, I want to let you know I'm looking for a way to be there. Tina, I am looking to join you. If we can figure out a way, maybe even to broadcast from there to our listeners back here, that would be a win-win situation. So I'm working on that, and I'd love to have some of our listeners join us on this mission trip. We can fly right out of Portland and get on down into San Jose, Costa Rica, right? That's where we'll land.
That is correct, and that would be amazing to share the experience with your listeners too. Because it is truly life-changing and life-giving, the ability to give somebody the gift of mobility. It transforms their life. It's beautiful.
And like any other mission, if anybody has ever experienced anything like that, you go thinking you're going to do a good thing, but you usually come away with rich value. You end up being impacted and changed more than the gift of giving that you go with, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's the incredible thing. You know, we always feel like we want to give back. We want to give to the world and help people, and we are. But the experience that you get and the personal transformation that can come from something like this is breathtaking. I mean, you get to see the world in a completely different way than you've ever known, and it really makes you so grateful for what we have in this country. Not everybody has it.
Give me your website and how people can get a hold of you if they're interested, and I'll also have them email me as well. Go ahead, and what's your website and what's your personal email?
Wonderful. It's hopehaveninternational.org. You can learn about our ministry, so hopehaveninternational.org. Or you can email me at mcastle@hopehaven.org, or you can give us a phone call at 605-332-8300.
Awesome. We need five people to step up and say, yes, we will go. Excited to hear the update from you, Tina. Thank you for joining us this morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're continuing the conversation in studio. We'll be talking about safe air and what we can do during these times of the COVID pandemic. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with you on this horrific Thursday. And so excited to have in the studio with me, in fact, a couple individuals that I've seen around the office here a bit in the last few weeks. And one of them is John Thomas, and the other one is Jen. Jen, I don't know, what's your last name?
Cosio.
So glad to have you both here in the studio with me as we talk about some of this. This last year has been quite a year. And for me, you know, we just moved to Oregon. Just come back. I went to high school here, been gone, right? And came back and was so excited to go in and explore the vineyards and explore, you know, the coast and all these fun little places that I've been gone since I was 18 that I just thought it would be cool to live here and all the festivals and all the activities. And And then they shut everything down. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting. How are we going to do this? Well, fortunately, with our motorcycle, we still did some adventuring, right? And sightseeing and saw the beautiful countryside, but didn't get to do the interacting thing. You know, one of the things that I watch, the highs and lows of the businesses, opening, closing, then having to do this and having to do that and jump through all the hoops, I'm thinking, this last year has been tough for so many industries, so many businesses, trying to figure out how to comply and still serve and protect and all of those things. I'm curious to get your feedback. John, I'll start with you, of what your thoughts are on this last year and COVID, and as a businessman and what you, your business, your friends that you know of, how they've mitigated through the turbulent waters of this last year.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. It's been a challenge, I think, for everybody. You know, it's a year I'd like to forget, both from a personal and a business level, just because of all the restrictions and, you know, hazard issues that you have to deal with. You know, the masks and, you know, facilities closing down or, you know, significantly decreasing their production. You know, and of course, then from a personal and business level, a lot of folks that I know have, you know, have contracted COVID and have worked through it. Luckily, none were very serious in the sense of going to the hospital and whatnot, but they certainly did get the COVID. And from, you know, trying to, you know, do somewhat of normal activity, but still doing, you know, using the masks and the restrictions and things like that, following the rules. So it's something that we have to deal with, I think, on a daily basis. And I think we'll continue through 2021 as well.
And I believe, Jen, with you working in business and the manufacturing, the things that you've been doing, you've seen, certainly you're dealing with employees, you're dealing with all the risks and things, having to oversight with that. What have you seen this last year? Have you seen the fear, a lot of fear in people and the day-to-day stuff that they're doing?
We definitely have a smaller crew, so we've taken those extra measures and everything, but you know, we're just really conscious of all those things. So the cross-contamination, all the surfaces, you know, with us in manufacturing, it's going kind of the extra step for cleanliness, sanitary, doing masking up for everything, gloving for everything. Just lots of extra procedure to make sure that we can stay safe. And I think that's the thing that kind of gives you that peace of mind is those procedures. You know, if we have some of those things, to those safeguards, that can really help. And I think that kind of goes into some of the safe air stuff that we've been starting to use.
Absolutely. And here's what we're here talking about today is the Safe Air Network. It's a network of businesses, homes, offices, churches, schools, anything, anywhere there's air, creating that space to be safe. Now, John, when we talk about safe air and how we can do that, we're also talking about surfaces too. Talk about the technology in that the Safe Air Network is accessing and utilizing to help businesses and churches, homes, cars, you name it, any space. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah. So basically, you know, there's an idea of, you know, of air purifier, right? So you're going to purify the air. You know, the issue with that is it has to go through the purifier, meaning, you know, if you've got, you know, several offices or a large home or different rooms, you know, how long does it take for someone, you know, let's say that goes into an office, you know, and sneezes or coughs and it is contaminated, for that air to go through your filtration system? Could be six hours to 48 hours, if it even makes it there. Where you really want to look at the combination of surface decontamination and air decontamination. And that's really where Safe Air Network comes in with our technology, the NASA award-winning technology that, you know, utilizes basically the oxidation of the air process to expel, you know, supercharged molecules that actually go after viruses and bacteria and fungus and different allergens and dust. And not only because it's in the air, then it also falls on the surfaces and decontaminates the surfaces as well. Something that, you know, the normal air purifier, you know, whether it's HEPA or charcoal or UV or ionization air purifiers do not do. And so that really looks into kind of what you know, you'd mentioned the peace of mind, you know, looking at, you know, ultimately, you know, you're trying to decontaminate the air and your surfaces. But if you have a purifier that's only doing the air, you're wiping down the surfaces, that's great for what, maybe a minute, two, until, you
someone
know,
else decontaminants, comes in.
Yeah, decontaminants, you know, or contamination basically falls on the surface again, and you're right back where you started. So it's really kind of a better mousetrap if you look at it, and it's something that I think is worthwhile looking at in folks, you know, homes and or businesses to create a safe air environment.
It's revolutionary when you think about fighting against the virus, one.
Correct.
And two, helping the businesses open back up, particularly here in Oregon. Other states haven't been affected as much as Oregon has and the shutdown. And while everybody's doing their best for wearing masks and the businesses are trying to enforce the mask because they're not wanting to be in trouble, they don't want to lose their licenses if people are in their business. You know, it's more of that, complying because they want to stay open and serve customers as well as keeping people safe, right?
Correct, yep.
And so there's been all these governor mandates, I'll say it, and there was a new one that came out the 6th of January that affects businesses that maybe haven't been as monitored, and they have to address this air issue.
Yes.
They may or may not know it. If you have a business friend, and you may or may not know it, maybe you've been open this whole time. Maybe you have a car dealership, never been affected, a tire supply store, whatever, office space. Governor Brown and the team at OSHA says you've got to address your air issue, and you've got to make sure that it's safe for your employees and for the public and all of those things. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back from this break. We're going to talk a little bit more about the mandates and what we need to do. And we have the solution. We have the answer. Safe Air Network. Check it out. SafeAirNetwork.com. We'll be back after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So glad to have you listening in, friends, today. So lots of information for you, and we're continuing the conversation this morning. Talking about the Safe Air Network, in fact, you might, as you're driving around Salem, you'll probably see some billboards about Safe Air Network, and you're probably hearing some commercials on the radio station, and we're really excited to bring this to our area. And the cool thing is that it really is about health, and I've talked a lot about it on this show, about taking personal responsibility, doing what we can do to guarantee that our systems are built up to fight against the virus, making sure we're eating right, taking the vitamins, exercising, all of those things. If you listen to the podcast over the last year, we continue to maintain doing our part to take responsibility and make sure that we're healthy and we keep those around us healthy. And here's the next step, making sure our air and surfaces are healthy. And we talked right before the break, John, about the fact that there are some governor mandates, governor regulations, I guess, through to make sure that public spaces are addressing this. Talk to us a little bit about some of these requirements and what you're finding. And then there's also some funding available, grants and things that people can write them in their grant applications or their funding applications to get their air addressed, right?
Yes. You know, certainly looking at it from a different type of industry components or industry segments, you know, looking at, you know, a business that's either been open, you know, part-time or is going to get ready to full-time open, you know, you can't afford to have a COVID scare, whether it's your employees or you know, customers in your business. And, you know, there's been some help there from the government as far as the Restaurant Revitalization Fund has been allocated. I believe it's $28.6 billion. Mm. And right now, that is for, you know, kind of upgrading and basically any operations and or supplies to stay in business during the COVID situation.
Is that federal or is that a statewide funding?
I believe that's federal as the total, and then it's being allocated accordingly by a federal formula to each state.
Okay, gotcha.
But it is, it's a grant money, so it is basically, you know, kind of, if you will, you know, first hog of the trough, right? So if you can get in early, apply for the grant, get this. Now, I will say that the specifics are not that great in the sense that it talks about different operational, you know, activities and or supplies. So it doesn't specifically say anything about air purification, although OSHA and the different states and the feds have come down on businesses that are going to be, mm-hmm. you know, open full time do have to meet certain requirements for air decontamination and or purification. Mm-hmm. So that is something that's sort of, you know, fluid right now, but it's definitely going to be mandated in specifics here shortly.
Well, and our schools here in our state are getting allocated funding to address some of this stuff, right?
Absolutely. That's a very great point. You know, schools, for the most part, obviously not to pick on them, but, you know, they're built many, many decades ago. They're notoriously bad in the ventilation system, let alone the air circulation and purification. The state of Oregon, Cape Brown, has actually requested and received $500 million grant that is going to the school system. And that's, again, kind of a federal formula of each district in the state actually is allocated a particular portion of that $500 million. And it can be used for PPE protection, whether that's masks or cleaning supplies and whatnot, as well as upgrading ventilation systems. So I think it's really clear with, you know, basically what I would affectionately call free money to be able to keep your kids safe, you know, the staff and the teachers safe. You know, I think that this is something that we really should push for to try to get this in every school in Oregon. I think it's a great thing for, you know, it's a win-win-win situation.
Well, and again, this makes sense. This makes common sense,
sure,
that we would address the air in the surface, because that is what the threat has been, is how do we catch it? You know, they've gone from 6 feet apart to now, I guess Dr. Fauci says you can be 3 feet apart, you know, and how do we redo this? How do we reintroduce people to the schools and things like that, back to the office space instead of working at home? How do we make sure our grocery stores are safe? All of these things. So if you're listening right now and you're wondering, how does this work? And I know there's a really good video on the website. Go to safeairnetwork.com, and there's a really good illustration on even just the smells in the air and the vapors in the air. Talk to us about that illustration video.
Right. So the video is basically an enclosed glass casing that is filled with cigar smoke. And then they turn the unit on, and you can see in a matter of seconds how fast it literally clears the air to crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important, too, to look at, that not only does this decontaminate the ambient air and the surfaces in a particular area, but it also handles odor.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll mitigate odor significantly, if not altogether.
And when you think about this time of year and with all the beautiful vineyards and all of the fruit trees, there's a lot of us that have allergies and have issues with things that disturb our eyes and our nose anyway, right? And so this addresses all of that. It's not just the COVID, it's flu, it's all the viruses and bacteria,
and
right?
That's why I'm pushing for the schools so much, because, you know, this is a COVID scare, and we all understand where we're at, and we've gone through the SARS and the H1N1, and who knows what's coming next, but this also does not only the odor, but then also, you know, the common flu and mm-hmm. colds and things like that, and, you know, I don't know about anybody of our listeners, but I'm not a big fan of the flu or cold. So,
mm-mm.
you know, it's something that certainly helps mitigate that in schools with, you know, kids who notoriously, you know, are bringing sicknesses not only to school, but then back home to mom and dad. And so it's a great help.
So how this works, friends, is we do a complimentary evaluation of your space, whether it be your car, your office, your home, certainly your school, whatever. We look at what your square footage is with your ceiling height, and we come up with a cubic square feet, because that's how you measure airflow, right?
Correct,
John?
Yep.
And so it's really, really fun to do this and see what works best for you. And it's a plug and purify. You can plug in. We have little remote, smaller units for your car, if you're an Uber or Lyft driver, that kind of thing. So a variety to meet your needs, depending on where you're at. We also have inserts into ventilation system. I mean, it's just there. It's kind of like Ragu sauce. It's all in there, right?
Yeah, and this gets into the nooks and crannies, because mm-hmm. it's not a filtration system like a lot of the other air purifiers where the air has to run through it.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually expelling, you know, oxidized molecules that are basically going out, that are in the air surrounding you,
mm-hmm.
whether it's on your clothes or on your surfaces, or if you cough or sneeze or anything like that. So it's almost instantaneous, where it you know, attacks these, you know, these oxidized warriors, if you will, attack these type of viruses and bacteria and can neutralize them very, very quickly.
Incredible. Now, Jen, the reason why I wanted to talk with you a little bit. Talk to us a little bit about your business, what you do. And we've talked about it on the air, and we've even had commercials about ProBioScience, right?
Yes.
And CBD and stuff. Talk to us a little bit about what you do. And then I want to talk about, you had this put into your manufacturing and how that's been effective.
Yeah, so we manufacture right here in Salem. We're a CBD company. Mm-hmm. We make a variety of products from tinctures, capsules, topicals. So we're working with a lot of different ingredients over the course and a lot of different processes. So that can expose us to different, you know, maybe essential oils that aren't so quite, you know, mm-hmm. exposed to the air, but are right there kind of in your area that you're working in. But then we also work with things like we have a menthol pain stick that is really popular, but working with those raw ingredients, mm-hmm. that menthol crystals, those camphor oils, they are pretty potent and strong. So in the past, all we've kind of had is, you know, mask up, you can put, you know, safety glasses on, get a good ventilation going. But usually, you know, we kind of have to warn people in the building that we're working with that product, mm-hmm. and just give them a heads up. It can kind of make your eyes tear up. It's so strong. In the last just couple of weeks since having the in-room unit, we actually ran that particular batch. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe how quickly the vapors were out of the room, how we didn't necessarily need to take as much measures because mm-hmm. just working with the product, it wasn't so just in our face and in our eyes. It was really pulling it out of the air like as we did it. So as soon as we were done with our process, we normally have to ventilate for probably about an hour mm-hmm. afterwards. 10-15 minutes and the vapor was completely gone.
So, and also the hemp, the CBD oil hemp,
yeah.
That there's a smell to that.
Yeah.
So that's taken that smell out of there, that
yeah.
odor as well, huh?
Yeah, and because we are, we have a sister company who also does like extractions on mm-hmm. a much bigger level. They're working with crude oils, mm. which is a version of the oil before it's ever cleaned up. So it's got a pretty strong smell. So when they do their processes even, mm-hmm. those can kind of leak into our area and we can smell kind of some of what they're doing. I can now kind of close off our area when those things are happening and we don't get any of that cross-contamination.
That's
happening.
Fantastic. I'm just thinking right now of tire shops and automatic,
yes.
automotive type places. I'm thinking of like cat clinics and veterinarian clinics where they're keeping cats and dogs overnight, Humane Society, all those different smells.
Yeah.
Even so much back in Arkansas, the chicken barn smell,
yeah.
you know, and that ammonia smell and stuff. This is really pretty revolutionary. And
it
when
is.
You think about even in the, and it was a big move for me when I went from South Dakota, which is indoor smoke free, of course Oregon is too, to Arkansas, because it isn't in Arkansas, being around that smoke and that irritableness in my eyes and my lungs and all of that, it would address smoking issues, you know,
yeah.
inside buildings that have still allow that in different states, you know, that have not mm-hmm. cleaned up their indoor air. What other kinds of things could it really be effective with?
Well, if you look at you know, grocery stores or you know, retirement homes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and things like that. There's, you know, shopping malls, distribution centers, you know, Home Depot, Amazon,
mm-hmm.
Lowe's, the things like that. You look at just really any type of outdoor space, you know, even auditoriums,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, you want to go see the local play or theater, you know, something like that. I mean, they can, it's basically for any, you know, any area or, you know, space that can be used by the public, as you mentioned, as well as privately in your home, mm-hmm. in your business, and in your car.
And in churches as well,
yes.
or
yep.
Gyms and things like that. The thing that we want to remind our listeners, if mm-hmm. you didn't catch this right on, this is technology that's been around. It's been around in stadiums and in hospitals, big hospitals. And then what happened, my understanding is, when COVID hit, they kind of they shifted a little bit, said, we need to make this more accessible, this technology to clean the air and surfaces for ordinary business owners and things like that.
Yeah,
right?
And I'll give you a little background, basically. So, you know, the company's been around since 1924.
Mm-hmm.
We were into NASA pretty early. We basically were kind of earmarked to work with NASA exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are in the International Space Station. We are in all the shuttles, all the vehicles for NASA. And now just recently with the COVID scare and some of the other viruses that we've dealt with, H1N1, SARS, whatnot, we've now shifted to kind of branch off into a residential and a business arena. And in that sense, you know, having these units that can be used for those type of applications. We're moving into, you know, right now we've got, you know, LaGuardia Airport. Mm-hmm. We're in LaGuardia, MLB clubhouses. You know, we're in the Pentagon. I don't know if you've seen the news, but just recently Dr. Birx, which was the pandemic director under Donald Trump, is now actually working with our CEO directly to help us, you know, kind of move through this. So obviously we're already in the governmental buildings, but then also getting help as well from them just because they believe so much in the product. So it's been a great revolution. It's been fast and furious, but certainly I think, you know, as we grow into other applications, we're going to, you know, we're joining people by the day. I mean, recently was MIT. You know, we've done several, clinics and hospitals. Mm-hmm. So things are growing exponentially, which is really good, I think, because we want to see that safe air environment and feel good about going into businesses and different public spaces.
That's so exciting to be a part of the Safe Air Network. We'll actually have a list where people know where there's safe air in our own communities, where we can shop and support those businesses. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're going to continue the conversation after this. Thanks for tuning in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
This morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So fun to have two co-hosts, in a sense, this morning in the studio with me, hanging out with John and Jen, and we're talking about the Safe Air Network. If you have not checked it out yet, friends, go to safeairnetwork.com. There's all kinds of information, and you can even right there hit a let's talk and get more information, schedule a complimentary evaluation. And John, let's talk a little bit about what that process, what that looks like, when we come and do a presentation to individuals.
Sure. So, you know, I would definitely welcome folks to go look at the website, safeairnetwork.com. It's really easy to look at. There's some great videos. I mean, that kind of tells the truth rather than read some text. You know, watch the videos, how these systems actually work, and a little bit of background on the company. So if you're interested, you can call, or there's certainly a chat now on the website, and you can set up an appointment. We'll have a representative come out, talk to you. We can do a air assessment on site. Mm-hmm. And then we can look at, you know, what would work for you, how many units, and then talk about, you know, how we can install that. And what I mean by that is there are, you know, inline systems that would basically be attached to your existing HVAC system, and it would be, you know, in the ceiling and out of sight, or you would have a plug and purify system, which is basically something that you just plug into the wall and it's in a room and can cover a specific amount of space. And so, you know, you have different options there. And of course, each unit is, you know, there's a size difference because it does cover different square footage. So the largest one, the Blaster, will cover 20,000 square feet, which is about 160,000 cubic feet, where we go all the way down to the units that are good for your automobile and or a plug and purify that goes over or near your dog bed or, you know, cat box in your home. So there's all kinds of ranges there. And of course, there's significant discounts for multiple purchase units. That's basically how it works.
I'm so excited to be able to offer this not only here in the Pacific Northwest, but friends, if you're listening to this, maybe you're listening live now or you're listening to the podcast, someone shared it with you, we can help you wherever you're at, and the shipping's pretty fast to get to you. Jen, you've had the system in your manufacturing facilities now for a couple weeks. You're seeing significant difference already in a short amount of time. Again, talk to us a little bit about your business and give us your website.
You can visit as pro-bioscience.com. So that's got all of our recent products. We're always putting out new ones, always trying to come up with something that's not on the market already. But I think the thing that's unique to our company is that we really try to be there for the customer. I think for CBD, people still have a lot of questions. Even if you've been a regular user, sometimes you've got a question about that particular product, or maybe you're brand new and you have no idea what you're doing. So what we really offer is kind of that catered you know, we're always there to answer your questions. We'll spend a good amount of time on the phone with you talking about all your issues, what kind of routine to start with. And then along the way, if you got more questions, we're still there. So that's definitely...
And that really is a good thing, because coming to Oregon, this is something that I have come from states where it wasn't legal.
Yeah.
And again, the CBD, it does not have the THC in it. So it's not traceable, like if you're in a federal job and things like that, where it's medicinal and it's very effective. I know people who with arthritis, trouble sleeping, all of those things. So what's the website one more time?
Pro-bioscience.com.
And then a part of the Safe Air Network, you've had this plug and purify system in your space as you're creating these wonderful CBD products, and you're seeing great results, aren't you?
Yes, I mean, not having to have any of those cross-contamination from any of the products, the cleanliness, having the sanitary go that extra step with all the surfaces and everything that we deal with, we're constantly cleaning, making sure everything's sanitary as these products go out to the public. But biggest thing is those odors. We're really not getting any of those from, no matter if we switch from one thing to the next, and we're not dealing with the odors from the other parts of the building either. So it's definitely been a noticeable impact.
It's a win-win. Well, I'm so glad that you shared your story, and I'm excited to watch this, track this over the next several months. John, when we talk about folks listening right now, they're sitting there going, okay, well, and there are folks that don't really see COVID as a threat. They're not worried about it. Mm-hmm. They think it's a plandemic or whatever. You know, talk to the people that say that we need to realize that this is good for them, irregardless of COVID or not. You know, for their business, this makes it eliminates fear in my mind. Right.
Right, and that's it. Eliminates fear. It makes your client base feel comfortable. And as a business owner, of course, you're not dealing with the constant cleaning, the extra labor. You're not dealing with your employees being sick and out, you know, whether it's the common cold or COVID or whatever it is, the flu, anything like that. So it really is kind of peace of mind, you know, kind of what you mentioned earlier, that, you know, ultimately this is something that, okay, we're good, right? I mean, we have safe and, decontaminated surfaces and air, not only for us, which we have to be here every day, but also for our clients that come in. And, you know, we do things like have a poster and some different things that you can put up on your business that people see, you know, at the door as they come in. And so it really helps. And, you know, this is an ongoing thing, right? I mean, whether it's cold or flu, and particularly the COVID now, I mean, we're going to see other viruses, we're going to see other bacteria, we're going to see other, you know, potential pandemics come down the road, whether it's, you know, next year or 10 years from now, but it's certainly going to happen again and again. We've seen that. So this is something that really allows your business to not only feel good about what you're currently doing for you and your employees, but then also for your customer base.
Well, and it may or may not be for you, the one that's listening right now, but you may know a business owner who wants to be open fully, who wants to have, you know, their customers coming in feeling safe, fear-free in a sense. And here's a great way to open back up those businesses. And it's effective. It's common sense solution. It's revolutionary, I think. SafeAirNetwork.com. You can also give a call, and the phone number is 503-585-5582. Any last-minute comments, John, you can think of?
No, I look forward to basically, you know, kind of continuing our Open Oregon campaign and help out with different businesses here and schools and all the public events and activities so we can get back to the fun Oregon summers. I miss it from last year. We kind of were denied that, and I certainly look forward to getting out on the waterfront and, you know, seeing the beer festival working forward and, you know, all the other activities that I love doing outdoors, and the reason I love Oregon so much. So.
Yes, it's time. It's time to open up Oregon and SafeAirNetwork.com. Check it out. 503-585-5582. Thank you, Jen, for being a part of the show this morning and talking a little bit about ProBioscience going on there. Thank you, John, for being a part of the show this morning and giving us critical information. I think the next few weeks with the funding, the new stimulus that's coming out, the protection funding to the businesses that are coming out, the school funding is coming out. I think the timing is right. And you may be a school teacher. You may be a superintendent listening today. You may be a business owner. You know a business owner. Please share this podcast. It'll be up on the website this afternoon at kslm.news. Share on your social media. Ask your friends, are they a part of the Safe Air Network? That's safeairnetwork.com. You all have a fantastic day.
Great.
Thank you for joining me today. And we're going to continue the conversation tomorrow. I'm really excited, friends. Tomorrow, we're going to have, remember Ann Hall, remember when we had her here a couple weeks ago? Well, her husband, J.C. Hall, is going to join us tomorrow. We're going to talk about some issues that are impacting not only our local area here in Oregon and Portland and some of those things, but nationally, and what you and I can do to be effective in our local area to combat some of the messages and narrative that's being shown to us each and every day. So join us tomorrow morning right here, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Have a fantastic day, friends, and remember, God bless you and God bless the USA.